What's up, and welcome to 10 Facts About Today, April 17th, 2020. Today is National Ellis Island Family History Day.
In this episode, we learned pirates used to die on Ellis Island. It was a prison for Nazi sympathizers during World War II, and the first immigrants through Ellis Island were kids.
So here are 10 worldly facts about Ellis Island that you didn't know that you didn't need to know. Fact number one, Ellis Island was originally a privately owned island. It was owned by a guy named Samuel Ellis, and he actually tried to sell it in 1785, but he didn't get any bites. So the city leased it in 1794. And then when he died, the city bought it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I think it'd be pretty cool to own Ellis Island, like right in the middle of, like, right next to the Statue of Liberty and all that stuff.
Could you imagine now, like, somebody like Richard Branson or Jeff Bezos just owns a gigantic island right off Manhattan?
That would be amazing.
It seems like a Marvel movie, like where Batman's lair is, you know?
Almost like dangerous. There's too many people that could access where you are. I don't know. But yeah.
For sure. Yeah, that's true. All right, so at fact number two, Ellis Island is mostly man-made. So the original island was smaller than the immigration inspection building that stands on it today. And land was excavated during the construction of the subways in New York City. And they ended up using that land to increase the size of Ellis Island by 6 acres.
Whoa, that's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
It's a lot bigger now than it was. It was a tiny little island. So yeah, that original island he was trying to sell wasn't as big.
Gotcha.
Still cool though.
Yeah.
Fact number three, only half of Ellis Island is in New York. So the other half is considered New Jersey. They kind of fought about it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And if I remember right, it wasn't until the late 90s that they finally decided that it was kind of half and half is basically what they settled on. In reality, it doesn't really matter though, because it's considered a federal island. So the government pays to maintain it.
Interesting. Yeah, I know that it's like right in between New York, like Manhattan and Jersey City.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, pretty cool. Makes sense. Yeah. And then fact number four, Ellis Island used to have a hospital on it. It's abandoned now, but it was considered to be the best in the world at the time it was built. One of the crazy facts about this was all its corners are rounded because at the time it was built, people thought that corners harbored disease.
Interesting.
It's crazy how far medicine has come in just the amount of time.
Yeah, the best hospital in the world was like, if we don't have corners, we won't have disease.
Yeah, like people didn't understand. Yeah, and then fact number five, in the 1950s, the government tried to just sell Ellis Island. And the winning bid was a company that pitched a completely self-contained city of the future. They hired the famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright, and it ended up being his last commission that was accepted before he died in 1959.
Wow. I wonder if that's where Walt Disney got the idea for Epcot.
Maybe.
Interesting.
It's possible. It's kind of similar to the World Fair, right? Like, sort of, yeah, it's similar.
Yeah, I know he wanted, like, Epcot to be the experimental protocol city of tomorrow, and it was, like, a self-contained city with all the different cultures of the world, like, coming in at and like living together. It sounds it sounds a lot like what you were just talking about. That's crazy. All right, so I guess that leads on to me, number six. Fact six, Ellis Island used to be where pirates would go to die. So it was an executioner island and pirates would get hanged there and their bodies would just be displayed from posts called gibbets. And
just to ward everyone off.
Yeah, so people knew, like, don't mess with us. If you're a pirate, this is what will happen to you. And that's crazy. Yeah. And people would just, like, stand on the shores, like, looking over at Ellis Island at, like, the pirates and stuff, which is pretty morbid, but...
Yeah, it's a strong deterrent that works. You definitely don't want to go be a pirate.
Seriously.
You're watching them hang.
Yeah. All right, so fact number seven. The first people to immigrate through Ellis Island were three kids. So they weren't accompanied by any parents or any family members or anything like that. It was just three kids, Annie Moore and her 11 and 7-year-old brothers. So it was like she was 13 or something like that, I think. And they came by themselves from County Cork, Ireland. And there's a statue on Ellis Island today that's still commemorating them.
How crazy is that? They had to survive that whole transatlantic ship ride alone with no parents, nothing. I'm sure they didn't have any money. And then they're just going to some random land that they've never been to, probably heard a couple things about. They deserve a statue. That's a takes a lot of courage to do that.
That's really crazy. And yeah, like I couldn't even imagine. And then what do you do when you get here? You're just like a couple kids. Like, how do you, like, what do you do?
Yeah, you got to scrape by. You have nowhere to live. Like, nothing. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they had family or something, but I doubt it. They were the first, so.
Pretty crazy.
Maybe they knew someone over here. Yeah.
All right. So that kind of leads on to fact number 8. The transatlantic ships you were just talking about that carry the immigrants over, they never stopped at Ellis Island. So, So the ships were too big to make it through the harbor. So they would stop in Manhattan. It would let off like the first and second class passengers, just like the people that were traveling to and from Europe. And then all the immigrants would get on ferries at that point. And the ferries would take them to Ellis Island to be inspected and go through customs. All right. Fact number 9. During World War II, Ellis Island was used as a prison for suspected Nazi sympathizers. Mine are a lot darker than your facts were, but that's all right.
That's okay. Some facts are dark, right?
Yeah. So they almost did the exact same thing during World War I, because that's like right when the immigration started to taper off. But they held around 1,500 potential enemies of state there.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's a lot. That's a tiny island for 1,500 people.
That's what I'm saying. And then fact number 10, immigrants didn't change their name at Ellis Island. So I've always heard that when you went to Ellis Island, if you had like a very ethnic sounding name, you would change it.
Same.
But that didn't happen. So basically what they would do is when you got to Ellis Island, the people there who are processing everybody, they would just use the names that were on the ship's manifests. So when you got there, your name was like what it was. So you either changed your name before you got on the boat and then you came here with a new name, or after you got here and you were processed through Ellis Island, you'd live here for a little while and then you would change your name yourself. But you didn't do it at the island itself, which I kind of just assumed that people would come in and sign their name on a piece of paper and you're like, that's your new name.
But same.
Didn't work like that.
Yeah, like, who are you? And you write it down.
Yeah. And that is the end of my facts.
Yeah, there was also a rumor, right, that a lot of names were misspelled because of that. Like, people didn't know how to spell, and they asked who they were, and they wrote their name down, right? Maybe that happened at a later date, but it wasn't at Ellis.
Yeah, so that could have happened at a later date, or it could have happened when they got to the port, and they put their name on the manifest.
Yeah. Cool. I think it's question time.
Here are the questions about Ellis Island you didn't know were questions until we questioned you. The winner of this episode will be known as Ellis.
Nice. We get an island if we win. All right. Question number 1. What was Ellis Island's original name? Did Mr. Ellis call it Oyster Island, Angel Island, New York Island, or Manhattan Island?
I think Angel Island is a place already. I'm going to go with Angel Island. I think that isn't Angel Island where the Statue of Liberty is? Maybe I'm wrong. All right, let's just go with Angel Island.
It's Oyster Island.
Okay.
I have no idea why, but that's what he named it. Angel Island sounds pretty good, but that's not right. All right, so that's only one wrong, though. I got 4 more. Question number 2. How much did the city pay the Ellis family for Ellis Island when Mr. Ellis passed away? And keep in mind, they were leasing it. And once he died, they offered to buy it. Was it $1,000, $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000?
I mean, I feel like it should be $30,000, but that's too easy. I'm going with $1,000.
That was a trick. I was trying to crush. I was trying to put that on your mind. It was $10,000.
Okay.
But it wasn't that day's dollars. So if you were to take $1,800 and convert it to the value that it would be worth today, it would be worth about $205,000.
Oh, okay.
So still not that much for such an iconic piece. Like, I would imagine just a regular crap loft in Manhattan is with no view.
Millions of dollars.
$200,000.
It's like millions. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'd be a steal to own Ellis Island for that.
To buy any island for that much money. Anywhere.
Right? Yeah. Question number three. What percentage of Ellis Island is man-made? And keep in mind, it's mostly man-made. So is it 55% of the island, 60% of the island, 85%, or 90% of the island?
I'm going to go with 90%.
You'd be correct. Woo! It is 90%. Yeah. It might as well just be a man-made island. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
All right. So question number four is a yes-no question. Kind of true or false. So did Florence Nightingale help design the hospital on Ellis Island? Yes or no?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Woo!
Yes. She did help design it. And that was just kind of like a gimme question, but I thought that was really cool. Because I think she was the first person to win a medal from the Red Cross. So, pretty cool.
Wow.
And I think it was her that influenced the curve design. So, no corners. But she was responsible for making sure that people were a lot more cleanly when they took care of people. That was like her doing.
Gotcha. Well, that's good, at least. At least they had that kind of like foresight.
Definitely. Yeah, she did help a lot. And back then, like, people didn't understand bacteria or pathogens or any of that stuff. So, I don't know. Corners probably do harbor stuff. Right? It's hard to sweep out a corner. All right. And then final question. So, in the 1950s, when the government tried to sell Ellis Island, there was an article. And in that article, the person that they were interviewing compared the design of Frank Lloyd Wright's futuristic self-contained city as a cross between Middle Eastern architecture and what? Was it Star Wars, Disney World, the Jetsons, or Walden 2? And Walden 2 was like a book by B.F. Skinner that described a utopia.
I'm going to go with the Jetsons.
That would be awesome. It's not, though. It's Star Wars.
Okay.
But I'm going to put a picture in the show notes because it's pretty cool looking. It has pods and stuff, and then it's almost like apartment-style complexes in the middle, and then all these pods with restaurants and bars and nightclubs, and that's pretty cool.
Interesting.
Neat foresight.
Yeah. Was that your last question?
That's it. Yep.
All right. So on to me. How many did I get right? One?
I think one, yeah.
I think so, too.
One.
All right. Cool. All right, question number one. Brian, Ellis Island was where pirates used to go to die, and they were hanged from gibbets. Why were they called gibbets? Because they were made from gibble wood? They were named after a pirate? Because the sound they made when they got hanged? Or no one knows?
I'm going to go with gibbet wood, but if it's the sound they made, that's pretty bad.
They are named after the famous pirate Charles Gibbs.
Charles Gibbs. He was the first one that was hanged. They made an example out of him.
He was hanged there. I don't know if he was the first one or not, but they ended up calling him. Gibbets.
Like, you suck so much, we're going to hang you and then name every other pirate that gets hanged on this after you.
Yep.
They're going to get gibbeted.
Exactly.
Teach you to do that again.
All right. So, question number two. The first people to immigrate through Ellis Island were three kids. What were these kids given as a gift when they got here? Were they given an apple, a stock, gold, or a home?
I hope it's a home. That'd be really nice. And gold would be nice too. But an appropriate gift seems like from somebody that worked at Ellis Island that was like, oh, here's an apple. So I'll go with an apple because I'm not optimistic.
The answer is gold. They only got $10
really?
Worth of gold, but gold nonetheless.
Was it a microscope to look at it? It was like an orchid seed. They're like, here's a little piece of gold for you. I promise it's there. That's really cool, though. That's super nice. And $10 back then was worth a lot more than now, right?
Yeah.
$100.
So they got $100 for three kids to live in Manhattan.
It's probably actually $200. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Not bad. $200, you could definitely pay rent for a bit. Figure out what to do with your little brothers.
At least back then.
Yeah.
Question number three. How many people coming into Ellis Island were denied access? So there was about 12 million people that came through Ellis Island. How many people were denied and like not cleared to come to the country? 2%, 5%, 10%, or 22%?
I'm kind of wondering because of like sickness. And I think that's the only reason they got turned away was like sickness or disease. 22 sounds high, but I don't know. I'll go with 10%.
It was actually extremely low, and only 2% of people were denied access through Ellis Island.
That's awesome. And that's good. And I think it was it because of the like sickness.
I don't know why they were denied, but it was like so few that it was almost like negligible.
Yeah.
I'm sure disease probably had something to do with it. I think there was also like questionable paths that had their pasts that had something to do with it. But gosh, yeah,
back
basically,
then, I mean, like, how do you even research someone's past?
Yeah, right.
Unless you're like super notorious.
All right. Question number four. Mayor LaGuardia, the guy who's named after LaGuardia Airport, used to work at Ellis Island. What made him such a good fit to work on that island? One, he was extremely personable. Two, he helped design the island. Three, he could speak three languages. Or four, all of the above.
All of the above.
The answer is three. He could speak three languages.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he spoke Italian, he spoke Yiddish, and he spoke English.
That's awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty neat. And then he ended up being like an extremely liked mayor and eventually had LaGuardia Airport named after him.
Cool.
Yeah. And his dad was an Italian immigrant who came in through Ellis Island. All right. So final question. Question number five. So I mentioned that the immigrants didn't change their names when they got to Ellis Island. And some of them didn't make it all the way through Ellis Island because they got denied. But also, some of them would bribe cops at Manhattan and would let them leave without checking in. How much would they bribe the cops for? As little as $1, $10, $100, or
$1,000? $1,000 would be a lot of money to have at the time. They could just buy Ellis Island. Or at least a tenth of it. I'll go with $1. I think they were cheap and cops were cheap back then. $1 would be like $25 now.
The answer is $1. Ding ding ding. You got it.
I got one question.
I think I got only one too, right?
Cool. Yeah, we tied.
Cool. So we are the Ellis Brothers.
Ellis Bros.
We should start a band called the Ellis Brothers.
We should start a band with all of the names that we end up being when we tie.
We should. That'd be a very long band name, but it's fine.
Very long. But that's what would make it so unique.
Yeah. In this episode, we learned Ellis Island used to be a private island.
It's mostly man-made.
And it was almost a self-contained city of the future. See you next time on 10 Facts About Today.